This week in the Los Angeles Business Journal, former Wall Street trader Sam Polk has his focus on fixing the fast food business by aiming to bring healthy food options to low-income communities and make a profit doing it. Joining us now with more about this week's cover story is publisher and CEO Anna Magzanian. And as always, I always have trouble saying your name. It's wonderful to have you with us. Good morning. Tell us about this Sam Polk and why he'd leave the world of Wall Street for this kind of low-profit margin world of food.
He's a Wall Street gentleman, and he's only 39 years old, and now he's turning into a little bit more philanthropy work. This is a really interesting model. It's called Every Table, and he is trying to find affordable ways of bringing healthy food into and compete with the fast food chains into more low-income families and low-income areas that just gives people a little bit more options. So healthy food can be anywhere between, $5 to $7, for example, and compete with like the McDonald's and some of the fast food chain companies. And it's really interesting model that he's taking.
And he's not the first one. Chef Roy Choi and Daniel Patterson, they had their restaurant Local.
Absolutely.
Which is so good. Mm-hmm. So talk to us more about it. There's others that are doing it.
There's others who are doing it. And it's a very challenging market, as you know, because fresh food, for example, is challenging altogether. There's also the factor of, rent and leases and things that he's competing with. You also have to have the staff. So there's a lot of challenges in this space, but he is determined that he's going to find a way to make this happen.
How is he going to overcome the challenges? What is his game plan?
That's such a great question. So his business model isn't just the retail locations. He has already thought about diversifying that business model. So he's got the retail locations. He's bringing in these prepackaged foods that are going to be created in Lincoln Heights, I believe. And then he's got these refrigerators, these kind of smart refrigerators that people can go in and just automatically just pick their food and it's all prepackaged. And he's putting that all over the city. So like Kaiser Permanente to Fashion Nova offices are going to have it, to Tom's offices are going to have it all over the city. And then on top of that, one of the ways that he's going to avoid these packages, because he doesn't have people in the kitchen making the food and people preparing the food, because everything's getting centralized, he's just going to have to keep his—he's going to be able to keep his costs down by having not that many employees on these retail locations.
Much more access, it sounds like, too, and I'm sure helping with profitability, right?
Absolutely. And so there's also a subscription model that he's doing. The profitability, so overall, the company isn't profitable yet. However, some of the store locations are showing profit. Funny enough, actually, the locations that are in the low-income areas like Compton, et cetera, have higher profit margins. Why so? The leases are cheaper. It's definitely more affordable for rent for him. So, and he's able to keep his, kind of the capital cost down. He's able to offer this at a low cost and profitability is high. When you move to locations like Brentwood and Santa Monica, et cetera, leases are more expensive. Now, he is going to be able to increase the prices just a tiny bit to cover that off. But overall, he's got a great plan. He's got some funding already that people are putting, some investments against him. He's got Goop with Gwyneth Paltrow's company is putting money against him. Elon Musk's brother, Kimball Musk, is also...
He cares so much about nutrition.
Absolutely. He's a huge entrepreneur in the food space, and he's putting money against it. And then now, just recently, Kellogg Investment Group is also putting some money towards it and to really expand it and become a franchise business.
Well, in so many of these areas, as you know, there's no Whole Foods or Sprouts. So this is such a great alternative to give access to
great
healthy
resource.
Foods
oh,
for
yeah.
underserved communities.
Absolutely.
Anna, where can we find out more about this?
Sure. So more information on labusinessjournal.com, and you'll be able to subscribe to our weekly publication.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Always good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah.